Boulder's City Council met for the first time of the year last night. The agenda was heavy in both subject matter and quantity of ground covered. Joining me for a recap is Boulder Beat's Shay Castle. Thanks, as always, for joining me on a Wednesday morning, Shay.
Thanks for having me.
Well, start us off with the overview of what was discussed last night at Council.
Well, as you said, quite a bit. It was a packed meeting. Just seemed like we went from item to item. But I think, you know, the big things were we got a little bit of an update on the Marshall Fire with some information that we hadn't really had before. Not about the fire itself, but about the response efforts, you know, the number of firefighters and such that were deployed during the height of fire. We also learned that Boulder is going to redo its assault weapons ban and high capacity magazine ban. Listeners might remember that a court last year struck down those laws just 10 days before the King Super shooting. But the state legislature has since removed some state preemptions on local gun control laws. So Boulder is going to reinstate those along with some other gun control measures. And lastly, we once again talked about homelessness and the lack of shelter. As Boulder Reporting Lab reported, the Boulder Shelter for the Homeless has reached capacity multiple times this season already and turned people away. So council was asking really what can we do about that?
So let's take those pieces and break them up into separate chunks. First, with a disaster response, of course, Louisville and Superior were hardest hit by the fires, but there's also damage from winds within city limits, and Boulder will also likely be absorbing much of the housing needs of those displaced. And of course, this is superimposed upon a housing crisis that was already in full force prior to the fires. What was discussed with regards to the short and long-term response strategies?
Great question. And obviously, housing is a huge concern. So as of right now, the city is waiving its income requirements for any affordable rental units that it has. So which it has quite a few. How many it has open remains to be seen. You know, Thistle Community said they had about 30 units open around the county, which they said was unusual, an unusual number of vacancies and an unusually low number of people on the wait list for those apartments. I don't know if that holds true in the city of Boulder as well, but essentially if you were displaced by the fire, you can get an affordable apartment. So with a rent restricted and much lower than market rate rents, whether or not you income qualify for that, that obviously is kind of a double-edged sword. It's great for fire victims, and as community members noted, it might not be so great for the number of people who already struggle to find housing and have to compete for those units. But the city of Boulder is going to be offering, you know, year leases to folks displaced by the fire. And they talked about what else they could do in terms of, you know, waiving occupancy limits. They already haven't been enforcing those, and they made clear last night that they're not going to. If you take in people affected by the fire and you're over occupancy, they don't care. In fact, city manager Nuria Rivera Vanderbide said, thank you for taking folks in. And they're going to see what else they can do in terms of converting Airbnbs to long-term housing, maybe waiving some licensing requirements. So it remains to be seen how much that might help, because we are still in such short supply of housing.
Also discussed were steps to take with regards to the shelter reaching capacity and enforcement of the camping ban. What are some of those details?
Well, where we ended up right now, there will be a larger discussion at the council's agenda setting retreat in a couple of weeks. But where we ended up right now is basically the city's going to ask the community who out there is interested in providing overflow sheltering or, you know, a sanctioned campground. They're just going to poke around for ideas and see what comes up, which is a notable shift from the last few years, when any time extra services have been brought up, staff and council have really roundly rejected that. And we did see a lot of that last night as well, but with a new council majority comes a new direction. So we'll see if anyone in the community has the ability to provide some extra sheltering.
And finally, as you mentioned, the possibility of further gun control measures were on the agenda as well. what exactly are the nuts and bolts of what was proposed?
So they're proposing bringing back what was already instated in 2018, which is a ban on assault weapons and high capacity magazines. And then some stuff we don't exactly know yet, but they talked about, you know, possible reforms to open carry laws, maybe some, you know, gun-free zones within the city around sensitive areas, and then possibly a waiting period for firearm purchases. The message from council, I think Councilman Mark Wallach said, what's the legal line? Let's go right up to it as much as we can do on gun control.
Well, Shay Castle, thank you as always for coming on the program and for keeping us up to date on local government. Is there anything else that I didn't bring up with my questions that you'd want to mention?
No, we're kind of in a holding period right now until council sets their priorities for the next 2 years, which will happen at their retreat. That's the really big thing to watch, because anything new that might be brought up will happen there. So, you know, hang tight until then, I guess.
Shay Castle of BoulderBeat.news, thanks again.
Thank you so much.